Be'ezras Hashem, the first topic of Halacha from Daf of Gimel, we will call davening and dirty diapers. We had learned on the bottom of Chav Beis and Mebeis some of the halachos in regards to soa, in regards to an individual who davens and finds himself in the presence of excrement. Particularly what we will discuss is the halachos in regards to excrement, meiraglayim, urine. Sometimes the halacha is different. Those of us who are Baruch Hashem fathers and have had infants, and those of us Baruch Hashem who had the zchus to work in Camp Pasch, have known that there are times that the sugyas on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis will become practical. First of all, the Gemara tells us that one is not allowed to pray within four amis of tsoa. If one is within uncovered excrement within four amis, one is not allowed to daven. And if one does, and one is aware of it, the Gemara concluded two lines from the bottom, then the tefillah is a toev. The Gemara also told us, in a case of an onus, when one realizes that there is excrement around, then in such a case, one needs to move four amos in front of the excrement. It's codified in Mechaber and Siman Ayin Tesif Aleph. As long as you're able to see if the tsoa is in front of you, then that is going to be a problem. This is also brought out by the Mechaber over there. It needs to be emphasized that even though our sugya did not talk about the reyach, the smell, nevertheless, what emerges from Mechaber is not only does one ask to distance himself from the excrement, but the place in which the odor ends, one needs distance for amis from that. Our Gemara said that someone who davens where there's tsoa, so then the tefillah is not even accepted at all. The tefillah is considered a toeva. This comes up very, very practically in the following way. Says the Mechaber in Siman Ayin Zayin Sittes. Kara b'makom sheroy l'stapek b'tsoa. If a person read Kriyashma in a place where there was a suffix, there might have been excrement. U'matza achakach, our Gemara, tsarich lachzar v'likros. Then he has to go back and say Kriyashma again. And the same, by the way, would apply for tefillah. Aval im ein ha'makom roy l'stapek bo, ein tsarich lachzar v'likros. However, if he had no reason to believe that there would be excrement, then he doesn't need to go back. Now, here, being a father and being someone who helps people with developmental disabilities, one will remember that there are times that it is quite common for there to be a dirty diaper around. If that would be so, if someone davened and he didn't check if there was or there wasn't a dirty diaper around, and it turns out there was. Now, here, we're going to emphasize excrement. We'll talk about diapers in a moment. And there was excrement. In such a case, the individual has to repeat Kriya Shema and Tefillah. However, there is a important caveat that applies in many instances today. If the excrement is covered, so then in such a case, the halacha is the following. In Simen Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, Soa Ba'ashoshis Mutter likros kanegda. If there is excrement, one is allowed to read Kriya Shema, and the Mishnah points out that this applies to Torah and Tefillah as well. One is allowed to read in front of it. Rav Nevinsal told me that a bag would also be considered ashashius. Ashashius is a type of glass. A bag would also serve that purpose, as well as, I believe, a diaper as well. So here, we don't have the standard case of tsoa. If the excrement is in something that covers it, so then in such a case, then it would be permissible to say Kriya Shema. However, we learned that there are two lachos. One halacha is saying in front, with the excrement in front, and then there's another halacha that one needs to distance even for amos from the smell. When it comes to ashashios, if the excrement is covered and the smell does not reach, so then, in such a case, one would be allowed to say Kriya Shema. The halacha of excrement is you need to distance yourself for amos, because from where the smell ends, because as far as the smell goes, so then in such a case, the halacha v'hoye machanecha kadosh applies. And machanecha kadosh, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siman Ayin Tes, means that you need to make your own machana outside of the machana of the tzoa. Over here, the tzoa is in a separate machana. However, there's another halacha that says that you're not allowed to daven in front of the Reach Ra, which also was something that we saw from our Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Hence, that would mean, practically, that someone would be allowed to daven if there is a diaper around, if the smell does not reach the area that he is davening, and it's prohibited to daven in an area where the area would be reached. In an instance where a person did not check, and it turns out he was davening in an area where the smell is palpable, in such a case, it could very well be that he would need to repeat Shemona Esrei. If he should have expected, if he was in the kids' room and davening, he should have expected to have checked over there in an infant's room for a dirty diaper. These are the basic halachos that emerge from our suga. If you want a very thorough summary of all the halachos that relate to tefillah in a makom metunaf, the Be'er Halacha quotes a very good introduction from the Prima Gadim in Siman Ayin Tes, where he goes through nine different rules in regards to Tzoa, the basic halachos Be'ezer Hashem we covered. Be'ezer Hashem, our next topic, la halacha that emerges from the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, can be applied to a very contemporary issue. And that is the following new phenomenon that only appeared in the last few years on the scene due to the amazing advantages of technology. And that is davening on an iPod, davening on an iPhone. Of course, we're not going to discuss the other halachic and machshavic components of the wisdom of the use of this type of technology. That in itself, the technology has fantastic potentials and fantastic challenges, but that's not our topic at all. We are going to discuss the halachos of carrying something in your hand when you daven. First, let's learn the halacha of our sugya, and then see how some have used this halacha and have attempted to apply it to iPhones and iPods. The Gemara on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis had said that a person should be careful what they're holding on to when they daven, because that might break their concentration. The Gemara said that one is not allowed to hold on to tefillin in one's hand, a Sefer Torah, as well as the Gemara quotes a later teaching of Shmuel that says that a knife, presumably because you're afraid that it's going to drop and hurt somebody, or money, which a person doesn't want to lose, or a nice utensil, as well as food, if it falls, will become sullied, one cannot hold on to them when one davens. This is how the Mechaber asking the Siman Sadivov, Sif Alef, Kishum Uspalol, Yilo Yechos Biyado Tfilin, Veloy Sefer Mikisvei Kodesh, Veloy Ka'ora Mileya, and not a full plate of food. Here, the fear, according to the Mechaber, is that the food is going to fall. Velo Sakin, says the Mishabura, might fall on one's foot. Umosa kikar mepnei shaliba aleim shalo yiplu viyitareid viyizbatel kavanaso. He'll become disturbed and it will cause him to be mevatel his kavana. The Mishnah Berurah comments that the concern particularly is in regards to those things shim yiplu sifkaten hey yesh baim hefsid o yazikulo, that if they fall there'll be a loss or it will hurt him. And the Mishnah Berurah then adds, this is just general examples, and he shouldn't hold anything in his hand, presumably those things that are valuable. My Talmud, Reb Mordechai Schiffman, who is now a Rav in Brooklyn, told me that there are some who prohibit davening from an iPod based on the above. And the reason is the following. Just like the halacha is that one is not allowed to hold something valuable in his hand to daven, but certainly as well, when it comes to things like the above, so then, if they are valuable, then that can also break a person's kavana. And just like we saw that on those things that we mentioned above, that since they are valuable, you're not allowed to hold on to it, so too, the argument went that an iPod, which clearly a person would be concerned about an iPod falling to the ground, one cannot hold it when one is davening. I do not find this source compelling. There is a fundamental difference between the cases in the Shulchan Aruch and the case of an individual who's davening on his iPhone. Playing with his iPhone, ein hachinami. It would be the exact same thing as the above case. Or even holding his iPhone or iPod or whatever it might be and not davening from it, that would also be problematic. However, if he's davening from it, so then in such a case, it's hard to imagine that the individual would be prohibited to daven from something because it is expensive. What would the halacha be? Would someone say that a siddur that is very, very, very valuable, one is not allowed to daven from that siddur? Let's say it's a family heirloom, or it's an old manuscript. It's prohibited to daven from that siddur because he would be concerned that it's going to fall and he's not going to be a mechavein. It's not brought down at all in the poskim. The distinction between the two cases, one can suggest, is of above. When it comes to the monies and the kikar and so on and so forth, all of those instances are examples where an individual focus on the object is only its value. However, when it comes to an instance where a person is davening for it, so then his primary focus will be on its tefillah. And if his primary focus is on his tefillah, then one would allow them to use it for tefillah. I would like to bring a small proof to this idea. It's not conclusive, but a small proof. The Be'er Heitev in that above Simen Sadid Vav, Sif Gimel, discusses Nafal Sefer al Oret. If a Sefer fell down, Ve'ein Yochel Lechavim Ipneze, and a person is not able to be Mechavim, he's not able to focus on his Shemon Esrei because of it, Mutalag Bio, in such a case, he's allowed to interrupt and pick it up. Now, clearly, a sefer on the floor is understood to disturb a person. Maybe we should argue that's prohibited to daven with a siddur, lest a person drop it on the floor and he be disturbed and his davening be disturbed to the point that the halach even actually allows him to be mafsik. The answer is that we're not choshesh for that. When a person is holding something for the right reasons, in such an instance, we allow him to hold it, even though it is possible that he might drop it and might need to be mafsik. When it came to Sidurim, it was never instituted. It's hard to imagine that if he's holding it for the right reasons, using it in the use of tefillah, in such a case, it should be prohibited for that reason. Obviously, there's another concern when it comes to the use of this type of technology, and that is it truly the best way for an individual to concentrate vis-a-vis tefillah? Scrolling up and down, is that something that diverts a person's concentration? For different folks, it might be different strokes. But as far as the basic halacha, it would seem to me that it's hard to prohibit it based on this svara. I'd like to bring Bezer Hashem even a more conclusive proof from the Mishnah Berurah on that halacha in Siv Katan Beis. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, if the halacha is that one is not allowed to hold a Sefer Torah, how could it be, in the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon, that the Chazan would hold a Sefer Torah when he would say, Yukam Porkan? We do not do that, but we hold a Sefer Torah when the Chazan says, Misha Asa Nisim Lavosenu, by benching Rosh Chodesh. A person is not going to concentrate. The answer is,
says the Mishaburu, the kivan shekavanasa azli spalal alom de Torah, al kain machzik aseva Torah biyado, v'lo l'shem shmira, v'have kemo lulav bizmano, v'chein mutal ahachzik v'shoshim avarachim achodesh.
We did not discuss how this applies to lulav. Let's just talk about in the context of Sefer Torah. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person's focus when he's holding the Sefer Torah is not because he wants to watch it, parentheses also, not because he wants to play with it, so then in such a case, it will not break from his kavana. Similarly, if the fellow's primary focus is to hold the iPod for the intention of davening, in such a case, the halacha L'chura should be that it's mutter. Again, the other factors need to be taken into account, what is truly best for a person's kavana for tefillah. But to put it into this category, l'niyas daiti, is difficult, and there still is room for a person who thinks that it's the best thing for his tefillah to continue using it.